It snowed this week. Again. The calendar says it's spring, but for West Virginia and other states across the country, it's been the seemingly never-ending winter. But wait a minute. Doesn't climate change theory say that the Earth is warming? The West Virginia Coal Association has picked up on what they called the inconvenient truth for Mr. Al Gore in a tweet that showed a picture of snow in the usually sunny Florida. The tweet refers, of course, to the documentary the former vice president hosted called The Inconvenient Truth that predicts catastrophic events that could happen on Earth if the climate continues to change, as most scientists predict. Scientists and climatologists have pointed to extreme weather patterns as partial evidence that the climate is changing because of increases in carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, a change largely contributed to by ever-increasing energy demands by the growing human populations. But first, the article. A feature article in the National Geographic magazine doesn't question where the world currently gets electricity. Freelance reporter Michelle Nyhaus points out that coal provides 40% of the world's electricity in the article called "Can Coal Ever Be Clean?"
We do need coal, as your listeners well know. We do need coal. Coal provides a lot of jobs. Coal provides a lot of power, not only in the U.S., but to people throughout the world who are getting power for the first time. In many places, it's the cheapest source of energy, cheapest in dollar terms.
Nyhaus also points out that while cheap natural gas has lately reduced the demand for coal in the U.S., everywhere else, especially in China, demand is surging, not only for 80% of China's electric power, but for things like plastic and rayon production, too. So basically, coal's not forecasted to go away. So, can coal ever be clean? Nyhaus begins the article by pointing to West Virginia and the creeks polluted with acid mine drainage and remnants of mountaintop removal or strip mining as evidence to say, no, it can't. Nyhaus also says that coal produces 39% of global CO2 emissions. The American Association for the Advancement of Science just last week released a statement that points to the research of 97% of climate scientists who say human-caused climate change is real. The report says the evidence is increased global temperature over the last 100 years, rising sea level, and the more frequent happenings of some types of extreme weather events, such as heat waves and heavy precipitation events. They say that recent scientific findings indicate that climate change is likely responsible for the increase in the intensity of many of these events in the recent years. Nyhaus has covered the environment and science for about 15 years and says that majority speaks volumes.
Science never agrees 100% on everything, on anything. 97% of them very rarely agree on anything. So people have been studying this for a long time. They know that the carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere are increasing without a doubt, and they are very certain that human activities are contributing to those carbon dioxide levels.
So what now? According to the article, we need coal for electricity, and scientists say we need to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. The Obama administration and the EPA is expected to draft new rules meant to limit carbon pollution from power plants by June of this year. The West Virginia Coal Association has launched a campaign encouraging coal mining families to send a message during the comment period to the EPA to say they are destroying the lives of West Virginians who just want to work. The idea is to pay for the amount of carbon dioxide put into the atmosphere. For power companies, that would likely mean raising rates for customers, a tough point to sell when you're not buying the climate change argument. But still, what about carbon capture? Nyhaus points out that the Mountaineer Power Plant in West Virginia has successfully captured carbon, but with enormous contraptions collecting small percentages. Still, Nyhaus says, it's something.
Putting some regulations in place will help jumpstart innovation and help the coal industry and science figure out how to further reduce carbon pollution from coal plants and make those technologies more efficient, more reliable, hopefully cheaper.
There's also a market for some CO2, which can be used in the oil fields to pull out pockets of oil as well as in the carbonated beverage industry. On that note, The Friends of Coal has also tweeted an article that points to a company that has a more efficient process to use carbon dioxide for making valuable chemical feedstocks. But why should America bear the brunt of reducing CO2 emissions? China emits the largest amount of total carbon emissions, but the U.S. still produces the highest volumes per capita, the article points out. Well, Nyhaus says China is working on reducing air pollution and has some of the most efficient power plants in the world. And of course, there are renewable energy options. But Nyhaus says the takeaway from this article is about thinking about the and not the or.
We need all these technologies because, you know, as the scientists with the American Association of the Advancement of Science said just this past week in their report, the sooner we act, the less suffering there's going to be from climate change throughout the world, and the cheaper and easier the solutions are going to be the sooner we act. So I think it benefits us all to think broadly now.
Again, that broad picture includes coal. The West Virginia Coal Association did not immediately return our request for comment on this story. The deadline for comments on the new regulations is May 5th. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.